It's safe to say that it's frustrating times for the New York Yankees. The Yankees go into Atlanta and get swept in a two-game set. We're going to break it all down, and we're going to talk about the latest injury to Aaron Judge here on this special episode of the Pinstripe Talk podcast, which begins right now.
You are listening to the Pinstripe Talk podcast.
Baseball is supposed to be fun, ladies and gentlemen. Well, at least if you're a New York Yankees fan. But right now, it's not much fun. And welcome to another edition of the Pinstripe Talk podcast, powered by Delahanty Media. I'm your host, Nick Delahanty. It was a rough Wednesday afternoon for the New York Yankees in Atlanta. They go in, they lose both games of a doubleheader. If you remember, Tuesday night's contest was postponed due to rain. It was fitting considering the fact that the Yankees didn't play all weekend because the Mets had their COVID issues where a player and staff tested positive for the virus. So that sidelined the Yankees for the weekend. And then after an off day on Monday, they come back thinking they're going to play a baseball game on Tuesday. Not the case. Game gets postponed. Moved to a doubleheader on Wednesday, which was just fitting for what the Yankees have in their schedule because they had a doubleheader Wednesday, they have a doubleheader Friday, they have a doubleheader Sunday, so they're just going to play two games of baseball every single day for the next, I don't know, couple of weeks. It'll all work out. But anyway, we have a lot to talk about in today's show. We'll talk about both games of the doubleheader. We'll kind of look ahead to the Mets series. That five-game series against them is going to be rather fun. Neither team is really playing well right now. And then the big news, Aaron Judge is hurt again. It doesn't fail. Aaron Judge just comes back off the injured list. You're thinking that this is a good sign for the Yankees. However, it looks like Judge is going to need another injured list stint, especially with the five games in 3 days. It doesn't look like the Yankees will see their star right fielder playing at all against the Mets, but things could change, obviously. But before we get into the action today, a reminder, find us on Twitter at Pinstripe Talk ND, my personal account at Nick_Delahanty. Search us up on Facebook by looking up Pinstripe Talk Podcast. Again, we're powered by Delahanty Media. Go to www.delahantymedia.com. Go to our store, buy some gear, help support our brand. And on Instagram, Delahanty Media. And again, on Facebook, same name, same status quo. Help support our brand and our podcast. And again, our show is on all podcasting platforms. The big ones are, of course, Apple Podcasts. Subscribe, rate, and review the show on there. Google Play Music, Spotify, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, you name it. Our show is there available for you. Share the link with your friends. Let them revolt with us because today's not going to be a very pretty show for anybody, especially given how poorly the Yankees have been playing as of late. So let's just jump right into it because y'all know the deal, how to find our show and how to support us. So I think it's time to just start breaking down these two games. And remember, doubleheaders are seven-inning contest, obviously. So it's important to remember that because in a seven-inning game, it's a lot different than a nine-inning game. You're losing six outs, so a lot less time to work with. Let's jump back to Tuesday for a second because the Yankees activated Aaron Judge off the injured list, made a couple of roster moves to free up some space, get some guys, some healthy guys onto the roster. And when the Yankees announced their lineup prior to that game, they had Judge in there as the DH, and Boone's reasoning was that it was raining in Atlanta. Getting him back, they tried to ease him in, which was okay for me. He was in the lineup, but the game gets postponed. Before game one of the doubleheader, Aaron Judge is not listed in the lineup, which to me was a little concerning because if you're playing a doubleheader, wouldn't you expect Judge to play? Like, he's back. You're saying he's 100% healthy. Wouldn't you throw him back into the mix? Maybe a DH him in one of the games, but I was expecting him to play in both games. Nonetheless, he's not in the lineup. Yankees lineup really struggled in this one. Ian Anderson, the rookie from New York, a 22 years old, major league debut, held the Yankees hitless until the sixth inning. The only hit they got off of him was a home run from Voit. Say what you want about Voit. He's been phenomenal. But the Yankees couldn't get anything going. They lose this one 5-1. Gerrit Cole picks up his first loss as a Yankee. He really struggled, let up three home runs, five runs over five innings of work. He wasn't himself, but again, I think the problem with guys like Gerrit Cole and Jacob deGrom and pitchers of that nature are we see them as superhuman. We don't expect them to necessarily struggle. We see them as guys that are going to go out every fifth day, get you 7 to 8 innings of work, allow one or less runs, but in reality, they're going to see their struggles. And for a pitcher like Cole, he's going to get beat by the long ball. It's a way of how his game is and how he is as a pitcher, and it's just something that you have to deal with. If a guy beats him with a home run ball, you have to live with it. But when he lets up a home run or he lets up runs, you can see he gets frustrated. It actually sparks him on the mound. So overall, it wasn't a typical Gerrit Cole start. He did do some good things. Struck out 9 over 5 innings of work. You expect him to have a high strikeout rate, but the 3 long balls really hurt him. Yankees lose the first game 5-1. Now, you're heading into game 2, and it kind of felt like a must-win. You have Tanaka on the mound. You're really struggling. You're coming off the Tampa series. Now, you're trying to at least split with Atlanta. Everything's not going very well. And Tanaka comes out. And before we even get to Tanaka, this is good. Judge is actually in the lineup, people. Wow, this is fantastic. He's in there. He's playing right field. All is right with the world. Tanaka comes out. He flat out dominates over 5 innings. He allows 3 hits, no runs, through 66 pitches. Now, here's where it gets interesting. All right? Bear with me. Yankees have the lead. They're up 1-0. Top of the fifth, Tyler Wade hits a sac fly to give them the lead. Again, not much offense going on with the Yankees there. They're struggling to score runs. It is what it is. Bottom half of the sixth inning, Aaron Boone elects to take Tanaka out of the ballgame after 66 pitches. And I'm going to get to Boone's comments after the game, but I want to tell you how I felt during the game, okay? Tanaka's dominating. Last start, he threw 71 pitches. So if you're looking at it from that perspective, as they're working to build him up, I'm expecting Tanaka to throw at least 80 pitches. So as I'm playing manager, sitting watching the game, I'm saying to myself, at least let him start the sixth inning and see what you're working with. I get that their lineup was coming up for a third time around. It's a risky situation to let a pitcher face a lineup a third time around, especially in a 1-0 ball game. But the way Tanaka was throwing the ball, I felt that confidence-wise, he could have gave them a couple of more outs. But anyway, Aaron Boone goes to Chad Green. And normally, Chad Green's electric. Trust me, I love Chad Green. I love what he's been doing. But let's remember, Chad Green has not pitched in a big league game since August 16th. There were plenty of high leverage situations over the last week or so, obviously not over the weekend, but going back to last week, where Green could have been utilized and wasn't. So there was a lot of question marks surrounding that. And Green comes in, he, of course, lets up a home run to Freddie Freeman. Credit to my dad. My dad actually called it. He was in my room. We were talking, watching the game, and he goes, "Oh, look, Freeman's going to homer right here. Here we go." Sure enough, 2 pitches later, Freeman homered. So shout out to him for calling that one. I don't think he was very happy that he called it. More frustrated than anything. But again, that ended up being your ball game. So a lot of scrutiny coming in regards to Aaron Boone over the fact that he took Tanaka out early and Green ended up blowing the game. And now, before I get into his comments about Tanaka and the logic is there, I think that overall in a 9-inning game, you would think that Tanaka would start the 6th inning. You don't think you're going to Chad Green. But in a 7-inning game, it is a little bit different in regards to how you manage. And let's face it, if you gave us a situation where the Yankees are up 1-0 and you could go to Green for the 6th and Chapman for the 7th to close it out, you'd take it 10 out of 10 times and you would expect to win the ballgame. So, again, I can't blame Boone, but I was a little confused as to why he took out Tanaka after he was pitching so well. Now, after the game, Boone clarified, saying that Tanaka said that his tank was emptying a little bit. So that's very concerning for me, and here's why. Because number one, you're trying to stretch him out, and if he's getting tired after 66 pitches, what does that leave for the rest of the Yankees pitching staff, especially given how many games they have coming up? You mean to tell me that we're going to see Tanaka for 60 to 70 pitches for a foreseeable time? Because if this is the case, it's going to take him a little while to build up. And the other thing you have to be concerned about, is there an injury with Tanaka? Is there something wrong with him that we don't know about that he's dealing with that maybe he's not even saying? That's concerning, especially with the trade deadline coming up and the way the Yankees starting pitching's been. Paxton's hurt. Happ is terrible. Cole is Gerrit Cole. You expect what you get from him. Montgomery's coming off Tommy John surgery. So, again, he's still building up. there's a lot of concerns about this team's pitching staff. And the Yankees' offense was pitiful. Again, like I mentioned, the Wade sac fly was all they got. The big story here was in the sixth inning, same sixth inning where Chad Green imploded, Aaron Judge left the game. And Aaron Judge is hurt again. Apparently, he was running to second base, and he tightened up again. He's going on the injured list, and it's frustrating, man. It just really is. We know how good this guy could be when he's on the field and when he's healthy, but he can't stay healthy. I don't understand. If he was 100% healthy, then this shouldn't be an issue. But who's lying in this situation? Because that's what it ultimately comes down to. Number one, are the Yankees lying that he was fully healthy because they have all these injuries and Judge is pushing his way back? Or is it worse than we anticipated? And Judge was battling to try to get on the field saying, look, the team needs me. LeMahieu's out. Gleyber's out. I can't afford to sit with this. I got to play. There's got to be more to this. And now that he's hurt again, and I'm sure that this is probably the shortest return from injured list stint ever in the history of baseball, six innings, not even a full game. I just think there's more to this. And now I expect to be without Judge for even more time because I expect him to go on the injured list. So it's a frustrating situation for the Yankees, especially, like I said, going into the trade deadline. What are they possibly going to do at the trade deadline to bolster this team? Cashman seems to be opening every single door and looking at every single possibility out there, but is there really any drastic moves that could be made to make this team a World Series contending team? Let's face it. If you look at the Yankees' schedule, they've beat up on Boston, and they struggled essentially with everybody else. Is this really a World Series contending team right now? With all the injuries, with all the guys sidelined, with the guys who are struggling, I would lean toward no right now. I think there are a couple of pieces away from being a World Series contending team. And a couple of those pieces are guys that are actually on their active roster that are hurt. LeMahieu's a big piece. Gleyber's a huge piece. Paxton, a guy who they traded for that they thought was going to be one of their top arms in the rotation. There's a lot of frustrating things going on within the Yankees organization, and they can't stay healthy. And that's a big problem. That's been a big issue for them. If they want to win the World Series, they have to be healthy. But if you're looking at this team and the history of injuries, I don't think it's possible for them to stay healthy. It really isn't. Stanton's injury prone. As good as he can be, he's injury prone. Aaron Judge is injury prone. He's starting to show it now. There are actually people that are saying to trade him, that they're tired of this. It's gotten to that point, people. Gleyber, you know, you hope he's not going to be injury prone. LeMahieu's had the thumb injury. That's a nagging thing he's had since 2018. It's just frustrating to see, and it's a frustrating thing to deal with. And if you're Brian Cashman, you're sitting there in your office and you're making calls and you're trying to figure out ways to improve this team without completely selling off the farm. But if I'm a betting man, I don't see them really doing much at the deadline. Number one, you're limited as to how many guys you could trade because you can only trade guys that are at your alternate site. So if teams like a guy who necessarily isn't on your 60-man roster, you have to not only add them to the roster, but then you have to trade them, and that team has to keep them on their alternate site roster as well. So there's a lot of limitations there. Number two, I don't think the Yankees are willing to part with some of those top-tier guys in their minor league system. I don't think that they're ready to give up on a Schmidt or a King or a Davey Garcia. I think they're going to try to hold on to those guys unless the right deal comes along. And right now, who's the right deal? Do the Indians trade Clevinger or a Zach Plesac? Are you willing to give up a Garcia or a Schmidt for a Zach Plesac or even Clevinger or a rental like Trevor Bauer, who would be a media nightmare? We mentioned him on the last show. I love Trevor Bauer. You guys can follow me on social media and see that. But I don't think he's a fit for New York because of his antics and how he is. You know, and that's nothing against Trevor because I think he markets himself better than anybody in the game. But I just don't see him as a fit in New York. I don't think that Brian Cashman wants to take that on. So you limit yourself there. There's just a lot of question marks surrounding this team, and I'm really interested to see what Brian Cashman does at the trade deadline. It's going to be really interesting. But however, right now, this team is a playoff team, obviously. You could say what you want. They're a playoff team. But how far they go is going to be based on, number one, how they recover from these injuries, and number two, what Cashman ends up doing at the deadline. There are a couple of pieces of light, let's face facts, especially with the injuries they're dealing with. So only time will tell what the Bronx Bombers have in store for 2020, and if another World Series championship is on the way, or another disappointing ending to a season is looming in the dark. But only time will tell, for that matter. Now, obviously, today's show is a little bit shorter than normal because we only have two games to talk about. We just released the show earlier in the week, especially given that we are looking ahead to the Yankees' upcoming schedule. But here's the deal. Yankees start a doubleheader on Friday against the Mets, open up a five-game set. The first game, the Mets don't have a starter yet. Jay Happ takes the ball for the Yankees. Jay Happ's been crying that the Yankees are messing with his innings work because of his vesting option. My advice to Jay Happ is this. I understand where he's coming from, and honestly, I think that he might have a point. I think that the Yankees are trying to avoid that vesting option. I wouldn't put it past them. But how could he fix this problem? It's a personal problem. How do you fix it? Pitch better. Simple. You know, we know what Happ can do. And I'm hard on Jay Happ. Let me put that out there. I really am hard on him because I know how good he could be, what kind of caliber pitcher he could be. But give the Yankees no choice but to give you the ball every fifth day. If you're struggling and you're worried about your vesting option and you're not focused on pitching, it's going to hurt your play. And right now, this Yankees team could use him more than ever. So my advice to Happ, pitch better. Give the Yankees a reason to put you in the rotation and give you the ball every fifth day and go earn your vesting option. Don't expect it to be handed to you. Earn it. Simple. Earn it. Right now, the Yankees need you. Step up. This is a perfect opportunity for you to show that you can still be an effective big league pitcher. It's that simple. So that first game will start at 4 o'clock. The second game's anticipated for 7. It will probably be like a half hour after the end of the first game's over. No pitching matchup is announced for that bowl game. It's probably going to be bullpen games both sides, depending on what the Yankees and Mets have to use in game one. And then we have an afternoon contest on Saturday. That'll be a 1 o'clock start. Jordan Montgomery gets the ball for the Yankees. The Mets, again, to be determined. And then we have another doubleheader on Sunday. First game will be at 1 o'clock. Gerrit Cole is scheduled to take the ball again for the Yankees in the first game. And then again, the second game is to be determined. There's a lot of question marks. But it looks like Tanaka will pitch Monday's opener against Tampa. So he is not an option there. This is a tough stretch for the Yankees. First and foremost, the five games against the Mets. You have to win at least three or four of them. You can't go and lose this series. You have to get back on track. You cannot take a losing streak or a bad momentum shift into that final series against Tampa. It's just simple. But again, this Yankee team, we're going to see what these guys are made of. Guys are getting opportunities. They got to figure it out. And we'll see how they're able to do against this Mets team who, let's face it, they're struggling too. It's not like this team is coming in red hot. They struggled a little bit against the Marlins. So the Yankees need to take advantage against their crosstown rival. And it will be an interesting series. Now, we're going to have another show for you come Monday. We'll do a trade deadline special. We'll wrap up the Mets series. We'll break down all five games. Look at anything the Yankees decide to do at the 4 o'clock deadline. And then we will give you more content as the weeks go on. Again, we're going to try to go series by series and keep you updated on everything that is going on with regards to the New York Yankees. But that's going to wrap up today's show. Again, thank you all for listening. This is the Pinstripe Talk Podcast powered by Delahanty Media. I am your host, Nick Delahanty. In case you didn't know, find us on Twitter at Pinstripe Talk ND, my personal account at Nick_Delahanty. Find us on Facebook by searching up Pinstripe Talk Podcast. We're on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe, rate, and review the show on there. Google Play Music, Spotify, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio. If it's a podcasting platform, it's guaranteed our show is there available for you. Go to our store, www.delahantymedia.com. Buy some gear, support the brand. Find our Delahanty Media brand on social media. Just search up Delahanty Media. I'm sure you'll find it. But that's going to wrap it up for today. It will get better, people. I'm sure it will. Let's just take a deep breath. Let's refresh. And let's hope that the Bronx Bombers get on track against the New York Mets this upcoming weekend. Until next time, let's go Yankees. We will talk to you very soon. This has been another episode of the Pinstripe Talk podcast, powered by Delahanty Media. Stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll talk to you very soon.